A weaker US dollar, troubling weather conditions and a rise in demand have pushed soft commodity prices to new levels. And this has caused some worry over food price inflation around the world. Joining us now to discuss this in a bit more detail is the head of agri-commodities markets at Rabobank, Carlos Mira. Thanks so much, Carlos, for your time this evening. So we've had agricultural commodity prices surge, almost 50% since mid-2020. Let's get into some of the detail as far as factors driving prices higher is concerned.
Yeah, we have quite a few factors that are driving the prices higher. One of them, without a doubt, is just the speculation we have seen in the market and across commodities, with government bonds being with central banks buying sovereign bonds and private investors transferring that money towards other alternative investments, including agricultural commodity futures. We have seen a little bit of a pause over March with this, and prices trending a little bit down, coming back a few percentage points from the highs. But overall, we will expect cheap money to continue to be around through 2021. So we do expect to see some more fund buying later in the year. Another factor has been the weather. The weather hasn't been great over the last 7 to 9 months. We're still in a La Niña event that is expected to go away in the coming weeks or couple of months. But it has been impacting weather globally, and particularly Brazil. In Brazil, we have seen over the last 9 months rainfall being below normal levels, quite significantly so, affecting soybeans, corn, also coffee, and to a lower extent sugar as well, and wheat in Argentina. So those are two major factors. And I have to add one more, that is very, very good global demand, particularly from China.
Okay, let's get into that detail, because it kind of segues into what I was going to ask you, Carlos, where you highlight speculative demand coming to the fore. How is that stacking up against, real fundamentals and real demand? Something that has been highlighted is that import demand has been outstanding for many agri-commodities, even though total consumption for some of these commodities have been negatively impacted by COVID-19.
Well, it's quite remarkable, actually. Funds as a whole class got the market really well. They switched from a very net short position towards the end of the first quarter and the second quarter of 2020 to a very, very large net long position, a record net long across agricultural commodities. But that was in early January that we saw the record, but most of the switch took place around mid-2020, particularly Q3. So that was before we saw the surge in demand from China in particular, as I mentioned. So they made a lot of money, and they are very well financed, and they are sitting, many funds were sitting on very tidy margins at the moment.
Yeah. Carlos, we're going to have to leave the conversation there for this evening, but thanks so much for having joined us on the line with that update. Carlos Mira from Rabobank.